3D Printing Simulation, Part 2, Where Are We Now? Last month we took a look at what is currently being offered in terms of additive manufacturing simulation. Due to the sheer number of companies that are developing solutions in this field, we could only feature a fraction of them in our previous article. So, to conclude this topic, and to give you, the reader, a more complete overview of what is currently available for your 3D printing simulation needs, here is the second and final part of our series on additive manufacturing simulation. As with the previous article, we spoke to 5 different companies and asked them to give us the lowdown on their individual solutions. For this article, we'll explore contributions from Materialize, Siemens, eXtreme, Dassault Systèmes and Camsil. So without further ado, let's crack on. Materialize. First up, we contacted Materialize, which is an old hand in the world of 3D printing, having provided print data preparation software magics to customers for decades. We spoke to Manuel Michaels, Market Innovation Manager for Software at Materialize, to see what the company is bringing to the world of additive manufacturing simulation. Materialize Magix is the de facto standard for build preparation in metal 3D printing, said Michaels. With this release, we've launched the Magix Simulation Module. As a fully embedded and integrated module in the existing software, it allows our customers to bring simulation to the production floor, allowing them to include simulation in their workflow seamlessly without having to switch software packages. Indeed, the lack of interoperability between software file types when dealing with modeling and simulation is the bane of engineers everywhere. Focused on metal printing, continued Michaels, the simulation module features a mechanical inherent strain method based on SimuFact technology, including calibration of the strains, and a simulation job management system to keep an overview. It also features seamlessly integrated visualization tools such as counter, deformation, shrink lines and Rakota collisions, and the ability to adjust supports based on simulation results. In terms of innovation, Materialize has a few plans on the horizon to keep it competitive with the other companies involved with 3D printing simulation. We plan on further using simulation to automatically boost manufacturing workflows like optimizing support structures, orientation, slicing, thus helping our customers using their machines to the maximum capacity, said Michaels. And what exactly is it that Materialize offers that is different from the aforementioned competitors in the field? It's a fully integrated simulation workflow inside of Materialize's Magix, said Michaels, bringing simulation to the production floor in an easy-to-use way instead of having to switch to dedicated simulation packages. Last month we asked each company how accurate their simulations were, and what were the main sources of variance between the simulation process and the finished part. It's easy enough for them to give us the marketing spiel. We want to know the limitations of the software, too. In order to maintain consistency and give all participants the chance to get their messages across, we asked the 5 companies that replied those exact same questions this month. The tendencies of deformation, support failure, are already captured in a couple of minutes of calculation, replied Michaels. For the more detailed analysis, a user runs a calibration procedure and a more detailed simulation calculation, resulting in accuracies reaching easily 90. The user is able to define the level of detail of simulation himself, he continued. Either running a fast and coarse simulation or a more thorough analysis, which results automatically in a higher accuracy. Next to this, the user is able to choose from default inherent strains for his AM machine or use the calibration procedure to get a more accurate grip on the behavior of his machine. Local thermal problems are not captured yet in this release, Michaels added. We plan to release thermal-related build distortions in the future as well. You can see the Magix simulation module in action in the video below. Siemens. Siemens is very much firmly embedded in the digital manufacturing landscape, with products spanning the entire product lifecycle, so it's no surprise that the company is proactive in pushing additive manufacturing simulation into engineers' workflows. Engineering.com spoke with Ashley Eckhoff, Marketing Manager, Manufacturing Engineering Software, at Siemens to see what's going on, and what the company has coming up in the future. As more companies and industries adopt additive manufacturing as part of their production workflow, achieving a first-time right print becomes increasingly important, explained Eckhoff. Currently, it can take 3 to 5 attempts to perfect a metal print job. To achieve industrial printing at scale, we need to target a first-time right print. The concept of right first-time printing is obviously of vital importance to high-end manufacturing companies that wish to use metal additive manufacturing. Metal printers and the feedstock used for printing are extremely expensive. There isn't much room for error or rework from an economic standpoint. For first-time right printing, it is important to simulate the build process for the entire build tray, including support structures, said Eckhoff. Simulating the entire build tray allows for simulation of thermal interaction between parts, support structures and residual powder in the build tray. Furthermore, it is also important to consider the geometric adjustments to the design and supports necessary for counteracting thermal distortion incurred during the build process. So, what is unique about Siemens' approach to bringing additive manufacturing simulation to the masses? Siemens has chosen to take a pragmatic approach where the simulation is based upon a hybrid microstructure dataset that combines computed and empirical information, continued Eckhoff. This novel hybrid approach enables calibration of the process for continuous improvement of the simulation results. Siemens also sees high value in automating the interaction between design, simulation and manufacturing to minimize the effort to produce models that print first time right. On the topic of simulation accuracy and variance, Siemens is still working on this, as the additive manufacturing simulation module is still relatively new. At Siemens, we are working intensively with early adopter customers to test the accuracy of our process simulation process, said Eckhoff. The feedback we are getting is helping us to tune the quality and accuracy of our simulation results. The accuracy of a process simulation solution depends highly on the accuracy of the mesh's input to the simulation. We are performing advanced mesh sensitivity studies with the goal of minimizing the effort required to get to a first-time right print. And, finally, what does the future hold for Siemens in terms of additive manufacturing simulation innovation? Siemens is researching how to use simulation to counteract distortion by recognizing regions of local overheating and adjusting the print process in those regions, concluded Eckhoff. Siemens is working to develop process simulation for plastics as well as dead and jetting processes. Extreme, MSC. E-Extreme was founded in 2003 as a spin-off of Université Catholique de Louvain, and was acquired by MSC Software Corporation in 2013. In that time, the company has become experts in the field of multi-scale modeling of composite materials and structures. In recent times, it has expanded that expertise into the domain of 3D printing simulation, and now has a portfolio of customers representing all aspects of high-end manufacturing. E-Extreme is also one of the few companies that we spoke to that has a product that is 100% focused on polymer and composite printing processes. We spoke to Olivier Leder, business development engineer for additive manufacturing at E-Extreme, to see what the company has to add to the discussion. Based on its Digimart material modeling technology and MSC finite element technology, E-Extreme Engineering has developed an integrative solution for additive manufacturing with a unique combination of material engineering, process simulation and structural engineering to address the following AM industry key challenges, said Leder. Firstly, in the area of materials, E-Extreme is extending its material engineering tools, Digimart MF and Digimart Fay, to enable virtual compounding of new AM materials and simulate the as-printed material behavior. Advanced material models taking the process anisotropy into account then built, stored and promoted via Digimart MX material exchange database. Thanks to these tools, users can significantly reduce physical tests, understand key parameters driving the material behavior, and easily create new material systems, such as lightweight lattices. In terms of process, Digimart AM is a new software solution that has been developed to print right the first time by simulating the FDM and SLS processes of reinforced materials. Digimart AM helps anticipate printing issues, predicting warpage and compensating distortion. Process simulation is a key enabler for engineers to better understand and optimize the process settings by evaluating their effect on part warpage. And in terms of performance, E-Extreme is extending its Digimart RP structural analysis solution to enable engineers to validate their design by predicting the printed part performance, stiffness, strength, as a function of the material and the printing setup, such as tool path or build direction. The improved accuracy provided by Digimart simulation makes it possible to reduce weight, cost and time to market while reducing material testing and prototyping requirements. In summary, continued LITER, most of the Digimart material modeling platform has been largely extended to support AM materials and manufacturing data and offer simulation tools that replicate the traditional engineering workflow to optimize materials, printers and parts in a fraction of the time and cost of the traditional build and test method. In terms of the features of Digimart AM, eXtreme told us that its software emulated the real-life printing workflow, took into account process settings and material parameters, and made use of MSC's own nonlinear finite element analysis, FEA, solver, MSC Mark. Additionally, eXtreme is clearly aiming to make its products accessible to a wide range of users. Our workflow, supported by a user-friendly GUI, is clearly not intended for FEA experts only. By leveraging from multiscale material modeling techniques and the inherent strain approach, Digimart AM offers a fast solution to the process simulation. Since our last release, Digimart 2018.1, a new solver proposes fully coupled thermomechanical simulation for more advanced analysis and highest accuracy, along with a crystallinity kinetics module. Process engineers are now fully armed to understand and optimize their manufacturing settings. What makes Digimart AM unique in this particular software domain? What can eXtreme do that nobody else can? eXtreme Engineering is the material modeling company. Digimart is the result of 15 years of collaborative roadwork done on multiscale modeling and nonlinear micromechanics with universities and research centers and based on partnerships with key actors of the industry. Consequently, dealing with reinforced materials and advanced material models for AM is just a logical continuation of our previous developments, for example, injection molding. To us, filled is the natural state of polymers. With more than 270 grades and 14,500 Digimart material models, Digimart owns the largest composite material models database, Digimart MX, used as a marketplace between material suppliers and end users. This database is currently being filled with off-the-shelf material and printer models specifically for AM, with high-performance grades such as Solvay-Keter Spire Peak, FFF, Stratasys Ultim 9085 and 1010, FDM, or Solvay Centerline Powders, SLS. With such an impressive pedigree in the field of materials and simulation, you'd expect eXtreme to have something to say on the topic of simulation accuracy. Indeed, eXtreme is very forthcoming in terms of the disparity between simulation and real life. It even provided us with a numerical value. eXtreme Engineering is partnering with the complete AM ecosystem, including material suppliers, printer OEMs, road institutes and end users to develop, verify, validate and improve the numerical simulation tools, continued LITER. We also have a long tradition of engineering services that allow us to be confronted with real customer applications and continuously evaluate our tools. In terms of tensile strength prediction, we usually reach about 5% error compared to the experimental results spread. With such a specific value known, eXtreme must have some insights into the cause of such variances, right? You bet. From the process simulation point of view, the main challenges highlighted by customers' studies are the need to account properly for the thermal environment and history, as well as support modeling, said LITER. On the part performance side, in addition to the previous challenges that also impact the design mechanical behavior, microstructure, defects such as porosity or air gaps and surface roughness are playing an important role on the dispersion of experimental results and the consequent reliability of the simulation results. Figure 3. Warp age analysis in Digimart AM. Image courtesy of eXtreme/MSC. And not content with being the owner of the largest composite database, eXtreme is optimistic that it can stay innovative and competitive in the marketplace. The first releases have constituted the first milestone of a long and exciting journey, as many other types of printers, materials and modeling techniques will be added as the releases go by, said LITER. In the long run, among others innovations, eXtreme will rely on its long expertise in material modeling to address multi-materials printing. Dasuo System. Up next, we spoke to Subham Seth, Director, Simulia Strategic Initiatives, at Dasuo System. Dasuo System 3D Experience Platform offers the following apps that feature 3D printing simulation, functional generative design, additive manufacturing programmer, additive manufacturing researcher, and reverse shape optimizer. These applications are model-based, which allows users to seamlessly move across the different functions of design, manufacturing, and simulation. Functional generative design provides topology optimization customized to address AM-specific constraints and one-click smooth transition from optimization results back to geometries. Additive manufacturing programmer allows build preparation on the virtual machine, part orienting and nesting, geometric optimized support generation, and tool path generation. Additive manufacturing researcher provides thermal mechanical and eigenstrain simulations for distortion, residual stress and microstructure predictions. Reverse shape optimizer allows shape compensation based on predicted distortion. So what sets Dassault OCSTEM products apart from everyone else's? Dassault OCSTEM offers a single software environment, both on-premise and cloud, that allows complete digital thread connecting design optimization, geometry reconstruction, to build planning, process simulation and post-processing and in-service simulations, said Set. Backed by its FireSolver ABAP, Dassault OCSTEM provides a customizable simulation framework to support any AM process type, including powder bed fabrication, direct energy deposition, material deposition, jet fusion and processes yet to be invented. Multiphysics modeling from thermal mechanical, eigenstrain and microstructure process simulation, to heat treatment, support removal and in-service simulation are available to choose from for industry production or comprehensive research. Moreover, in silico material design and engineering connect microscale phase field simulations to metallurgical phase transformation analyses and are built material properties with full capability for constitutive modeling, contact, damage and fatigue modeling. And what does Dassault OCSTEM have in the pipeline in terms of future innovations on its platform? Through innovative new products such as the 3D Experience Marketplace, Dassault OCSTEM is focused on streamlining on-demand additive manufacturing processes from 3D to real production parts, collaborating with leading digital manufacturers in record time, said Set. Marketplace Part Supply connects design environments with a supplier component catalog to selectively use the best fitting parts in the design stage. Marketplace make checks manufacturability, replicability and qualification, and selects the right industrial manufacturing service bureaus from among the Dassault OCSTEM service provider ecosystem. On the topic of simulation accuracy and variance, Dassault OCSTEM seems to have a firm grasp on the subject, and has won an award on that very theme. Rated best by NIST's AM Benchmark Residual Stress Prediction, Dassault OCSTEM AM simulation provides the most accurate simulation predictions comparing to NIST's state-of-art physical prints and measurements, AM Bench 2018 Benchmark Challenge submissions and awards. Dassault OCSTEM Microstructure Modeling Framework provides validated microstructure features prediction with mapping to macro-scale mechanical properties such as Young's modulus, yield stress, ultimate tensile stress. Sources of variance come from simulation methods and assumptions, material data and modeling assumptions, simulation robustness, error in physical measurement and repeatability of the print process itself. CMSOL. And last, but by no means least, we reach CMSOL. CMSOL, being heavily involved in the realm of multiphysics simulation, is well positioned to use its expertise for additive manufacturing simulation. The very nature of additive manufacturing spreads across multiple physical domains after all. We chatted with Bjorn Schodin, VP of Product Management at CMSOL Incorporated, to see what the company has to offer. CMSOL's customers are using a variety of products for 3D printing, said Schodin. The most common add-on products used in combination with CMSOL Multiphysics include the Structural Mechanics Module, the Nonlinear Structural Materials Module, and the Heat Transfer Module. Some customers also add electromagnetics and chemical analysis to their 3D printing simulations, which is covered by the AC/DC module and the Chemical Reaction Engineering Module. The Structural Mechanics Module can handle deposition of materials in a strain-free state by using a technique called material activation, continued Schodin. This module is typically used with the Heat Transfer Module for more advanced thermal analysis alongside material deposition. This technique is predominantly for metal printing but is occasionally used in plastic printing. The software has extremely powerful general-purpose tools for toolpath simulations needed by additive manufacturing processes. The same tools are also used in laser welding modeling. What sets the Qmsil Multiphysics platform apart from other competing products? Qmsil Multiphysics is unique in that our products serve as a toolbox for exploring all aspects of the printing process, said Shodin. We have customers that are developing additive manufacturing equipment and are reliant on our tools for further developing their printing methodology. They use it to better understand the physical phenomena behind their proprietary additive manufacturing process, as well as for coming up with ideas of how to change the physical process so as to enhance the performance. Due to the wide multiphysics capability of our product suite, customers can experiment with various physical processes, such as augmenting their process with electromagnetic or even acoustic fields, for example, by adding magnetic fields using coils that can be beneficial for the quality of the end product. Being the multiphysics specialists that they are, Qmsil is planning to continue adding new dimensions to its simulation products. We are always looking for ways to make it easier to integrate various physical phenomena into the modeling and simulation of additive manufacturing. It can be a very complex process, and I think we will see more multiphysics modeling in additive manufacturing going forward. So, exactly how accurate are the Qmsil simulations compared to real life? It is hard for Qmsil or any other simulation software for that matter to get the same level of accuracy as in traditional mechanical analysis, said Shodin. The lack of knowledge of material properties is a common issue. However, accurately combining the effects of structural, thermal, phase change and chemical processes, we are able to see improved results. Regarding the source of variance between the simulation and final printed part, Qmsil has some different insights of its own. When it comes to something as seemingly straightforward as the addition of material, the process needs to be discretized, or digitized, in some way, explained Shodin. The process is divided up into manageable subtasks. The more subtasks, the greater the accuracy, however, the longer the simulation time. This type of trade-off is a major source of variance between simulation and real life. Other sources of errors can include the lack of material property knowledge, as well as the lack of understanding of all the physical phenomena that actually take place in an additive manufacturing process. Final thoughts. So, there you have it. As you can see, this area of simulation is a hotbed of activity from CAD providers all across the board that are all racing for the common goal of simulation robustness, which in turn will allow customers to achieve their right first time philosophy. Obviously, these goals are particularly vital to high-end additive manufacturing applications such as those in the aerospace, military and medical industries, where raw materials are expensive and compliance is king. It is interesting to read the company's different responses to how accurate their simulations are, and what the sources of variance are. We asked 10 companies the same question, and for the most part received completely different answers. Some say that a lack of understanding of the software can cause differences between simulation and real-life results, while others acknowledge that the lack of material data or lack of understanding of the physics can determine how large this difference is. The variety of answers to this question highlights how much further we have to go in terms of creating a unified understanding of these processes and simulating them. Whatever the reason, the quest for simulation accuracy is a never-ending one, and the companies that can demonstrate consistent and repeatable simulations will be the ones that get the big customers. A common theme among the respondents is the desire to bring additive manufacturing simulation away from specialists and into the hands of designers, on the actual factory floor. One way in which this is being achieved is by increasing the usability of products through user-friendly GUIs. In addition, most of the companies we spoke to are focusing on greater integration of their platforms into existing workflows and PLM systems. Integration and accessibility are definitely the themes of the day. So, one final question for the readers: aside from accuracy and usability, what other aspects of additive manufacturing simulation are important to you as an engineer? What features would you like to see in additive manufacturing simulation? Let us know in the comments below.